Sechtel Uxen, Peregimel, Mishne Zayin, Lubel Bekor. Peregimel, Mishne Zayin. Hakor, Hakor is eight. Eight, Rach, a soft tree, Shanois, the Bersha, Bersha, Dekel, Bechol, Shon. Every single year, this grows a stuk more. Soft piece of wood that grows in the palm tree
again.
Every year.
Can we talk about this is the heart of the palm thing?
No. Yeah, it is, right. I don't think we finished the mission of Chazret. It's hard. It's a piece of wood. And the male halacha is there's no din tumma. Does not have the ability to be calm. However, it's still my shiny. It grows from itself, with the carcass from the ground, period, okay? The chiddush over here is that the chiddush of the Yisrael mission to remember is that it's not totally zebizet. So remember the chiddush. Yes, the average guy in the street, he wouldn't know this. He would think that's totally zebizet.
No problem.
Next, kofniyos. Yes, the farshim ukse hatmam, the pits of the date with tchilas simichas when they begin to grow. Immature dates.
Yes, the farshim.
Yes, some say tamam shal bishul called tzochan, it's not fully ripened. Okay, it's not fully ripened. Okay, I said term dates. Dates are not fully ripened. Oichlin, yes. Dinei koichlin is a food. But okay, what? Talk to me, so I'm talking to us, oichlin. Upituro is min hamais, pumfakert. Pumfakert is called an oichel, but even it's called an oichel. And it's tame, and it can be mitame, but it's a part of the maisaho, voloi nigmar bishulon, it's not complete. It's not, so when it comes to maisa. Fine. Okay, let's go to the over here and start. Pictures. A car is heart to palm. Harehu k'eitz l'chol davar. So you want to learn Torah, you remember everything? May it make a deeper impression upon you. You'll learn, you'll remember this. Hakar, harehu k'eitz l'chol davar, v'ele shud nul l'chesed ma'isa. Hearts of palm. I don't know how you know all these things. How you know all these things, all these names of foods? You always know this. How you know this stuff? Well, who taught you this stuff?
I eat it.
You eat it? Who gives it to you to eat?
The wife.
How does she know all this stuff?
They like it.
How do they know?
Women like hearts of palm.
How do they know these things?
They like it. They buy it. Kedem's one of Kedem's Geffen's best sellers.
And they feed it to you?
Yeah.
Why do they just keep it for themselves? Why don't they give it to you?
Of course.
You wouldn't know the difference.
You're right.
It's like the Eitz Hadas, Chava, she gave.
Okay, all right.
Kar, Harayu Ke'etz, the whole double piece of wood. The mill is no tuma. Alishu Milkach, because of mice, 98. Here it is, 98. Mare Hadekel, the Mabat Milmala, bird's eye view. Okay, so this is called car. Car 8, this is it, this is the car.
That's
it. H Shura, that's nice on the very top. H Rash, nice of Allah, 8 Hadekel, but Rosh of Nita Litlash of Allah, Bim Yeshua, 8, Lashon Haba, whom is Kasha. Comes hard. Nase Chelek, Mir 8, Lashon Haba, Yeshua will be a piece of rock. Vital. Okay, next. Kofniyos, what's Kofniyos? Here's Kofniyos. Immature dates.
The cracks.
Ochlum, it's called a food. And it's tame, but it's part of the mice work because it's not nigma bishulon. Kofniyos is the middle stage. Remember the middle stage? Metchila moitziag deko perach, flowers. Kofniyos, la'acha sha'perach noifel, the flower falls away. Umatchila tzuas priya hatama harushainos, when the dates begin to form. But then loy he gi apri l'shel up to the category of bishul shabashoshoshaboy kar chayav b'gavim meisers. So this is called the food. And here it's chayav and meiser. Shapri tetom and masil l'espashel nasim sedokim b'klibas apri m'oisa shua mischayav apri b'meisers. Okay, now it's chayav and meiser. Okay, that's called mislima. Okay. Next mission of the chdogim. The fish.
Fish in the sea. Go ahead.
Dog, when fish in the water, they're trapped. I'm kachush chachushim kineisim. A and they tam tumas oicholim, and they have the status of tumas oicholim. Even though they're alive,
go ahead, wait.
They still have maybe some machine, which definitely have to die. Einam mitamim tumas oicholim eliyach hashemayis lidar. Here we see third opinion. Yichum lachayis. If they put back in the water, yichiyu even from tuma. Avlam lo yichiyu kishliyachzidum lemayim. They're still alive, but there are geisus, and it's really beyond the point of return. So they're still alive, but there's no way we can resurrect them. You can restore them to their health. Avlam lo shadayim lo imesu tumitam tumas ocholim yish geisum divrei rekiva yishosh eni micham lachis eni yachzidum lemayim haray him micham tuma. In the Kabul Tumah. If they're ready to reach the point, they can't live anymore. If you put them back in the water, they're Mekabul Tumah. Unbelievable. Three-way machlekes when fish are Mekabul Tumah. Next, Yichur Shel Te'enim. Yichur Snat. Onaf. Yichur means a branch. Onaf Shel Ilan Hate'enim. A body of figs. Okay, they're figs. So Shel Te'enim figs. And remains attached. I have a fig that's been detached from the tree, but it's still holding on by the klipa. The nisha mechuba, it's only the main part of the branch has been detached from within it's been detached. So the shell, the klipa, the bark is still keeping it attached. The fig is still tar. Why? They're called attached. If it becomes hard, if you were to reattach it, if you were to tie it, shem yiksheru es anaf biilan yichye he anaf, you can resurrect it. V'yoytzi peres harehu choshev kimechubor yat enim shaboy enim mekablos tuma avol. But what happens im lo yichye kishu yiksheru? You're not going to live when you go and you tie it biilan. V'yatenim shaboy nechshavos ketulushos, then the tenim are called detached. And the Kabul is tumah. Okay, so it all depends if you can restore it to its health. If you can yet, if not, next. Alacham tzavua shenekra umurub afil b'sharish katan grain that has been uprooted, but it's still attached to the small root. And chaberes b'karik afil b'sharish katan bilvat hoyre ein hal tumah wa shachashuva tzavua kim chaberes in a little sharish halsim v'chol lachis mishvam from this world to new root. Okay, is that the end of the Mishnah? Anything more on this Mishnah? No, Chaz Mishnah here. Chaz Mishnah. Pictures. Dogim. Fish. Name is the Kamut and Mavisham Ayoim. When Misha Yitzoidu, when they're trapped. When they sell a loim, when Misha Yamusu. Starbin. Rabbi, Kiva Mer, Im Yuchel Melchias. Period. Yichoshal Tainim, a branch of a Tainim, is the Yichor, we'll go picture in a moment. Shanifshach, that's been Nifros with Nifshach. How come we didn't see the word before? What's Shanifsh? What's Shayifsh? When we see the word, how come I don't remember that word? I remember that word. Shanitlash. Okay, Shanifsh, Shanifshach, or in Fatash,
a branch of a tree that was
broke off, and it's still attached
by the Umara Baklipa.
By the Klipa.
What does that mean?
It's still attached by the shell, by the bark.
Oh, the bark.
You see that? Yeah. It's cut all the way. What's keeping it attached? The bark. The bark is keeping it. It doesn't matter. It's still mechuba. The bark is called the chiyus. It's still called chiyus. No, not necessarily. No, it's going to die. Okay, it's matar. Mechuba. It depends. Im yochol.
Turn back. If Yehuda
matar, it's tahar. It's still mechuba. It's mechuba kach. It's still mechuba. And there's no tum. Come and say it depends. The way it is now is mogul. But let's say I'll tie it back.
Same like Rabbi Kiva.
If you'll go and you'll push it back, right, a tie, take a rope, and bring it back up to its height, it'll be attached, and now it will connect. If Yochel Lichyus, then period. Then it's going to be tar. Then it's going to be
tar.
But if not, not. Right. Way it is now, go tour shenikra mi'amayra. Tour that's been uprooted. Here it is, tour in the ground. Here it's uprooted, but you see there's
still a piece of root in there.
There's one root. One root. Tour shenikra u'mayra afil b'sharish katan tohayra. One little sharish.
Okay.
Is there an amazing picture? Is it an amazing picture? Let's not see the pictures in more detail. Okay, fish. How do I give my diamond?
No, you don't have to read this. This is Pashit. Come on.
You don't want to see the pictures?
See the pictures.
Oh, no patience. No patience. No patience. No good. I need patience. That's what happens when you get married. Our mission is to say,
Right.
Number two, you have to have kavod, you're going to eat it. Yes. Just because it comes in contact with water, that is not sufficient. You have to also have kavod, that you want to eat it. Chela behemot, the chel, the fat.
But this is not aleph and gimel. We're up to test.
I know, but we're going back now to the new parak. Because all we got sidetracked. We went on a diversion. Okay, we're going back now to discuss what we need to do. These
pieces
are lost. I'm Chela behemot, the chel, the fat of a kosher animal. Shanis nabalo. The animal died. So it's an avail. The animal is a behemoth. The animal is an avail. It's avail. Everything is tummy. Eilem et hamim tumas hachal. It's an avail. So there's a merdi chiddush. The chelev of an avail of a kosher animal is not mitame. Only the basar is mitame at the chelev. Shenis nabla. Einoy mitame tumas nevela. Shein davar. Dein dina kibasa behemoth. It does not have the status of kibasar behemoth. Like the status of basar of a behemoth. Ella tarhu l'garmi shnei to the puzzle v'chis achshei shnei to the puzzle v'chil nevelos v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa v'nevela v'chelev yi'asa l'chol malacha. What does that mean? V'afilu malachas ha'koydesh b'mashma holy matters v'mekami kan shein chelev mitami tumas nevelos v'perishu chacham shein chakos v'dabar el v'chelev v'hem b'tohayra sheyesh b'mina treifa. We're dealing over here with a chelev b'hema tohayra, a kosher animal. A kosher animal, sheyesh b'mina treifa, where you could have some of those animals that are treifas, meaning it's not going to live or die without shechita, die without shechita. So what does it say? V'chel v'vela, v'chel treifa. You see what's over here? Why is it the word treifa? Treifa automatically teaches you that we're dealing with a kosher animal. Say the Rebbe Murdi Zach, a non-kosher, animal. There's no such thing as called a treifa. A treifa means there's a defect. It has a defect, right? It's like, it's not going to live for 12 months. So what can you do? I can shecht it. If I shecht an animal that's going to die within 12 months because there's a major defect, there's a hole in the lungs, what is the advantage of shechting it? I prevent it from becoming tame. Can I eat it? Absolutely not. You cannot eat a treifa. If you have an animal that's a treifa, it's a defect, it's a hole in the lungs, it's a treif. But is it tame? No. You clear with that?
Yeah.
What about if you shecht a non-kosher animal?
That's it. Do you
prevent it from becoming tame?
No.
No such thing. So here it says treif, the fact that they use the term treif that indicates that we're dealing with the kosher animals. Because there's no such principle of treifa with regard to a non-kosher animal. The whole concept of treifa only applies to kosher animals. So what is it teaching us?
The
chel of nevela of an animal that's...
Chel of behem
b'tayra. Right, how do you know? The chel of treifa. How do you know? How do you know? Ye'osa l'chom
malacha. She'en din kibasat behema.
We're reading.
El tahol l'gamri.
Tahol l'gamri. That even though the animal is dead, nevertheless, the chel of it's going to be Tahar.
Yeah.
Okay, died on its own. So the basar is Tamei Navatoma. The basar is Navatoma, but the chelev is not. How do you know that? Here's the answer. This is very important. This is very important to know Pshat in the Pasuk. These words, Ye'asa l'chol malacha. The asa l'chol melacha means it's tar. This is just a code word. These three words are just basically an expression telling you the chelev is tahar. The fact that it says l'chol melacha, which even looks like kodesh, you can use it for holy matters. I don't know what holy matters, what you can use holy matters, but kodesh and tameh, kodesh is the opposite of tumah. The fact that it says l'chol melacha is an indication, is a statement the Torah is making that the chelev of a behema, the chelev of a what? A behema tahara is tahar. That's a chiddush.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. I feel melachas a kodesh, mashal, but mikan she'en chelev mitum mitam mitum mitum nevels. Or perish shacham she'en akosim dabri elu bechelev behema tahara ha'sheyesh b'mina treifa lificha chutzar chechsha. Because it's tahar, the fat, in order for it to be mekabel tumah from an external source, it needs to get wet. Mashke kidei l'kabel tumas oicholim. Shal said so achel tohar achel v'star dina kisha oicholim. Shein v'kabel tumas tumas oicholim elam kein hochshu b'mer mashke l'chul kabel tumah. V'yachar kach nugu by tumah. That's where it gets wet and then has to come in contact with an external source of tumah. But what about the chelev behema tineya of a non-kosher animal mitame tumas nevel? I don't need to get wet. It's internally, intrinsically, it's mitame. Kedim b'sara, like the boss, we deliver ain't it tzar chachsha. Shafil loy chokshem mashkel v'lona gabu tumah harim mitamei. Shafil pachas mekazayis shein mitamei tumas nevels. Even less than the size of a kazayis, less than the size of a kazayis. She'ena mitamei tumas nevelos. Oh, so the kasha here is, but let's say less than a kazayis. Less than a kazayis is no tumah nevela, but it's the principle we had in the beginning of Perek, the principle of mitzoreif. The chatzi neve chatzi besides can be yourself in pachas l'gabeis oicholim tameim kidei l'tamei tumas tochom. We can combine k'mo shabiyanu like we said before. Biram. However, tzach machshav yechta machshava. You must have kavana when you deal with the chel v'hu tameya. You have to have kavana kidein basa nevela k'mo yishinu el. If you're not planning on eating it, then it's not going to work. Fu'a din l'chel v'chaya v'chaya v'afilus l'chaya tohara shenis nabla. And a chaya, wow, you see, Murdi Gazach, a chaya, even, this is an unbelievable thing. A chaya tohoira, kosher chaya, a deer, shenisnavla, its chaylev is metame. Unbelievable. The chaylev of a kosher animal, of a cow, and dies, is not metame. If you have the difference. They're both kosher animals.
Yeah.
You can have a cow or you can have a deer. Yeah. And they're both permitted for consumption. Let's say they didn't have shchita, they died by themselves. They're both nevelas. So the basar on both of them is an avatama. But the chelev of the behem of the cow is not metame, but the chelev of the chaya is metame. Did you know that before you came today? It was kedai to come to learn the halacha. A filo shel chaya tohoira, kosher chaya. Shenisnabla became a nevela, shemitame tumas nevela, kibasar, the chelev is mitame also, like the basar. Shen, how do you know that? Xerzakas, shenev chelev, behema taira, the chelev trefa, of a trefa, ye asal chomalacha, but the achol loy soichluhu, do not need it. Oh, are you allowed to eat the chelev of a chaya? Yes. Darshamikan. Nisha chelba asur basa mutter. We're going to have that lacha that it's going to become tar. Ein chelba v'tamei tumas nevelas. Yatsa to the exclusion of a chaya she chelba basar mutter. A chaya the chelba chaya is mutter. A deer the chelba is mutter v'chaya. Sh'av chelba v'tamei tumas. So memel is a kula. You're allowed to eat it. But if it dies without shchita, memel is going to be din of tumas nevela. Sh'av chelba v'tamei tumas nevela. Sh'av v'tamei tumas nevela. Good. Clear? Next halacha, dog mitameim b'chagam mitameim, a fish that's not kosher, does not snapir b'kaskesis, fins and scales, v'chagavim, and locust, tameim, non-kosher locust, non-kosher fish and locust, tzrichim machshag b'kifarim, yed kavana, v'sh'ei b'nei ha'kfarim o'chel moslem, because in the coming villages, in the kfar, they don't eat it. V'sh'ei b'nei ha'kfarim o'chel moslem, v'chol yivayim mitam mitam, v'mitam shum asa y'chaldim, elim kein ha'chuch sholeim, yakar lechel atzol for mankind, al b'shvok man in the streets, in the gas. Eger machshav, elif yishe yesham b'nei adam, sh'eichel moslem, they will eat it. V'ram, sh'tzrichim hechshar, v'ram, however, sh'tzrichim hechshar, v'chol makam, you need hechshar. You do need, but you do need hechshar. It must come into contact with liquid. the non-kosher fish and the non-kosher chagavim moss come in contact with liquid in order to become up in all locations. That's Chaz the Mishnah. Very good Mishnah. A lot of you say this. The chalev of a behemoth of a kosher animal and died now without shchita. An incredible chiddush. Einoi mitamei tumas nevelas. There's no tumas nevelas. Why not? Yeoseh l'chol melacha. That basically means any melacha, even for kodesh purposes, there's no tumah whatsoever. Le'fichach. Therefore, since a regular food, it's not tamei intrinsically. If you now want it to become tamei, or it caused it to be tamei, something else needs hechsher. Two things: water and machshava. Le'fichach chutzarach hechsher. It needs water. But what about the chel of behemah tremeya? That's intrinsically tamei. You don't need it to be. You don't need it to get it. It's what, by definition, mitamei tumas nevela, because that's not called a treifa. The one that we're talking about is chel of nevela, chel of treifa. Treifa is only by kosher, not by non-kosher. So they are tamei automatically. Lefichach, it's intrinsically einut zachersha. What about fish? Ragam tameim, vachram tameim, tzuchem achshava bekfarim. So these things require a fish and locusts. They're not mitame. There's no din tumah when it comes to fish, non kosher fish. There's no din tumah intrinsic nevela when it comes to chagavim. Therefore, it's called a regular food. And in order to become tame, it has to have two zach. You have a machshava, and what about hechsher? No hechsher. Why no hechsher? How come no hechsher? How come no hechsher?
So we said you do have
to have hechsher. It says it doesn't say water. Why not water?
Oh, you just need water, you mean?
Why no? It doesn't say anything about water. Why not? Dagam tmei mechagam 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 tmei. Just because the fish came from the water doesn't mean, because when the fish in the water was
addition to the water,
that was alive. It was alive. Now it's dead. And there, after it died, it never got water. And it first needs the water after it dies, because when it's dead, there's no water. It's dry. It's the Ram Taka writes. It does require hechsher.
Who's
going to
do the Rambam?
The Yesh Tchag Miyashar Yesh Al Rambam Kiyus Achay Fine. Chaz Mi One Time. Chel Behemah Tahara Kosher Animal. The Chel of Ave Behemah Tahara. Of a kosher animal that died without shchita, einoi mitamei tumas nevelos. Lefichach, therefore, since it's not intrinsically tamei, if you want it to become tamei, it needs two things: hechsher, machshav. Machshav is given. Everyone likes to eat chalev, but you need to have mayim. Chalev with tameya, it's intrinsically tamei. You need garnish.
It wasn't available.
It means the people who are not. Nizrim the halacha. That's what we learned before. That was an old kasha. There are people out there in the world that are not nizrim halacha. We talk lashon hara about people in Israel. They say terrible things about them. The people that are not nizrim halachas. Everyone's a tzaddikol. Everyone's able to be able to sayin. Everyone's the sayin. And just to take the abuse. Everyone can take abuse. Not everyone. None of them is able to be able to sayin. Torah is not laid until the malachi asharis. Torah is given to people to do affairs. Right. The chel behem v'tameya. Of non-kosher animal, the tamei tamtuma since the mamish nevela chela behemah tamei. Of a non-kosher animal, the chelev, it's intrinsically tamei. I don't need your hechsher, your machshava. The Torah gave it to me. The tamtuma nevela. What about non-kosher fish? There's no din tuma nevela fish and chagavim. No such thing. Dagim tamei, machagim tamei. There's no tuma. Nevela. There's no tuma. So if you want to first give it to me now, you got to follow the book. You gotta go according to the book. The book is it requires hechsher machshava, shir machshava, aware in the kfar, because the kfar is very delicate. They don't need this type of stuff. So therefore, you have to go against the grain. You have to have machshava. Okay, up to Mishnah Yud. Good. Up to Mishnah Yud. Almost finished the Masechta. Then we have to see what we learn next. We have to check our notes.
Something over here.
I didn't skip nothing.
We went to